This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
In break from our usual broadcasting style, we now go live to Sweden to present Showtime Eurovision style. You are very, very welcome.
Maybe you wonder, what is this wonderful Eurovision Song Contest thing?
Let us try and explain it to you.
Oh my gosh, what an opening. That was incredible. Bonjour and bienvenue, because wow, what
I'm
an amazing.
So out of breath.
Yeah, we did a lot of dancing. It was amazing. And I think Eurovision quality.
Yeah.
I think we could like host it maybe next year. If they were looking for people to do it. Or at least we can do like the preview semi-final
show.
Yeah,
we'll be the new Mel Gerdwich and Scott Mills.
Yeah,
it'll be fine. If you can't tell, ladies and gentlemen, this is our Eurovision special.
Woo!
It's very exciting. Tonight, we metaphorically leave the URN studios to travel to Sweden, to Stockholm, the home of Eurovision 2016. We are going to be playing songs from musicals representing countries around Europe. So we've got songs coming up from Germany, Romania, Ireland, Israel, France, the UK. We've got all sorts coming up, so it's going to be a fantastic night. For now, though, we go over to Italy to start. Now, Eurovision style now. Italy's entry have come all the way from America this year to represent them. This New York-based theatre group are currently attempting to put on a musical version of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. I feel that would be so much easier if it weren't for all the issues and relationships going on backstage. So, with a song by the musical legend that is Cole Porter, this is the cast of the Royal Shakespeare's company Kiss Me Kate with We Open in Venice to represent Italy. Now, the next song is the first of our few non-English entries, so I feel like there needs to be a comment. I wonder if it'll do well with the public.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's exciting stuff, people. I unfortunately don't know the name of this singer. I was sort of raking through the internet trying to find some like the song in German, and this YouTuber has done a cover of it. I don't know what her name is, but I think it sounds great. I don't know what the pronunciation is like, but as a non-German speaker,
to us,
it sounds really good. I think it's absolutely beautiful, actually. So this is Edelweiss from The Sound of Music. You'll be able to sing along with the second half, but the first, just enjoy it. Now remember, if you want to see Sound of Music completely in English, fortunately, you can catch the UK tour in Nottingham from the 20th to the 24th of September this year. Now next up, we have an entry from Mel Brooks' Transylvanian-based Young Frankenstein, tonight representing Romania for us. Now it's based on his 1974 film of the same name, and this musical originally starred well-known faces such as Roger Bart, who people might know from The Producers, he plays Carmen Gia, Sutton Foster, who we're always mentioning on this show, she's a legend in musical theatre, last thing she did was Anything Goes with Joel Grey, and it also starred Fred Applegate, who I've never heard of, but he is now playing Constable Joe in Took Everlasting, which I'm really excited about. So
suddenly she loves him.
It's all going full circle. Now, if you haven't seen the film with Gene Wilder, Peter Boyle and the brilliant Marty Feldman, then do go and watch it. It's so funny. It parodies sort of proper horror films. And just Marty Feldman is brilliant. And I reference him all the time. So
and
watch out
people,
for that.
People look at you like, huh?
They have no idea what I'm talking about. But it's a really good film. Roll in the Hay from Young Frankenstein there.
They're wolves.
It's such a good moment. That was, of course, representing Romania. I really like how that's kind of... It represents in tonight's show the song in Eurovision that's been translated into English kind of badly, and they haven't recognised all the innuendos in it. I feel like that's the thing it's representing.
Which, you know...
You can't have Eurovision without... I don't think there were any of them particularly yesterday.
I think you can't
but...
have yodelling. Yodelling needs to be in Eurovision at some point. Mm. Just because...
There was a significant lack of yodelling yesterday.
That's what we'd like to complain about. We'd like to put in a formal complaint about the lack of yodelling. Can we... Every song must include yodelling next year.
I'll send out some emails. It'll be fine.
Thank you.
Oh, I absolutely love that, but no bias from me. Representing Germany, that was Liza Minnelli with Cabaret from Cabaret.
Surprisingly.
Obviously.
When she said pills and liquor, I did point out we've solved this problem before.
We have.
Freeze your brain.
We're just going to bring that in every week. Freeze your brain from Heather's musical. Such a good song. It's so weird. Such a good song.
Ella will not stop talking about it. And so now it's in every single conversation we have. There's just a slight reference.
We met for a planning meeting to organise the show. I say planning meeting. I think we covered
it
in about 7 minutes and we were there for 4 hours just chatting. But walking to that meeting, I listened to Freeze Your Brain 4 times on loop. I'm slightly obsessed with it. But now I'm obsessed with Cabaret, so it's fine. We now go on to a song much closer to home. This is from an Irish musical that first opened on Broadway in 2012 and in the West End a year later. It's based on a 2007 film of the same name, also with music and lyrics by Glenn Hansard and a woman whose name is really difficult to pronounce. Now, the song Falling Slowly is the one that's perhaps best known. It won an Academy Award.
Nice.
Jay McGuinness danced to it on Strictly Come Dancing. It's the one that's always played. And I don't like it. I'm really sorry. I do not like the song.
Unpopular opinion time.
It's nice, but it doesn't go anywhere. It's just, I imagine it's one of those ones that's phenomenal when you see it actually within the show.
But on its own.
By itself. I've never been grabbed by it. But I thought, well, I will listen to this musical. And I found a song that I actually quite like. It isn't Falling Slowly. It's one called Sleeping. And I quite like this song. It's just one man and a guitar. And
well,
I think that's why I quite like this.
That's pretty Eurovision still, though.
It's a nice sort of Eurovision ballad. I feel bad because this is representing Ireland. They didn't make it to the final with another boy band artist. So sorry, Nicky, because he also listens to this show. So without further ado, for Ireland, this is Steve Kazee from the original Broadway cast recording of Once with Sleeping. This is from the country that was actually the real life bookies' favourites to win yesterday. They didn't. It was Russia. Actually, their song was the most popular with the people's vote.
I liked their song. I thought the staging of their song was amazing.
It was one of the ones that I could imagine listening to after the event and that I could imagine being played at the end with confetti and all sorts. So from Russia, we welcome back the glorious Anthony Warlow, who's actually Australian, but he's representing Russia. It's very confusing, people.
Very meta.
I was obsessed, you may remember, with Anthony Warlow in the Jekyll and Hyde period of this show. Because don't roll your eyes at me, PR Abby.
I'm not rolling my eyes.
He's a brilliant Australian singer and played Jekyll, and he was so good, and I love him just for that. Since then, he did Fiddler on the Roof. So, from Russia is Anthony Warlow with If I Were a Rich Man. That's the kind of ending I'm after. That was Anthony Warlow with If I Were a Rich Man for Russia in tonight's Showtime Eurovision competition.
I've been trying to come up with a name for it for quite some time now.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant. Genuinely, best thing about that song, excellent use of the subjunctive. That's something very close to my heart and something that was painfully lacking in last night's show.
That was such a grammar nerd.
Our next song could, I think, do really well tonight. We have France. Now, there's a surprising number of musicals set in France, actually.
I mean, what could we choose, really?
Seriously, you're being sarcastic. I mean this genuinely. Moulin Rouge, set in France. Phantom of the Opera, set in France. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, set in France. But of course, we went for the big one. It's Les Mis. You can't not do Les Mis from France. It's brilliant. And this is actually in French, which means I have to practice my French pronunciation
to be able to say
the title. It comes from the 1991 Paris Revival and is performed by Patrick Rocca. This is Stars, or rather, Sous les Étoiles.
That was Patrick Rocca with Sous les Étoiles. I'm so sorry for my pronunciation.
That is a good ending. That is the kind of ending we are looking for on your end Showtime. People,
take note.
Composers all around the world, take note. That's what we're after. That was, of course, the French version of Stars from Les Mis, representing France, and I think it was absolutely stunning. We can all agree. Coming up next is Jesus Christ Superstar representing Israel. I mean, I knew I wanted to play something from this show, and it's been a while since I last did. I was so hugely torn between Jerome Pradon, who did it in the 2001 film version, and Tim Minchin, who played Judas in the UK tour. And I was really torn, and I didn't know what to pick.
But then, a gift from above.
I'm so excited by this. God obviously got in touch.
It was like, hey, have this.
And suddenly, on my laptop, appeared this song. And I genuinely can't believe I'm about to say these words. But representing Israel with King Herod's song, it's the one, the only, it's Alice Cooper. That was Alice Cooper. Can you believe it? I'm so excited by that. I'm actually hyperventilating a little bit.
I'll have to take over, I'm sorry.
It's potentially my favourite thing I've ever played on radio. It's like the best of rock with the best of musical theatre, and it's Eurovision, so it's incredible. We return to our very own doorstep. It's the United Kingdom's entry. We were kind of torn about what to use to represent ourselves.
There are many suggestions.
There's a lot of things set in
the UK.
We have mainly London.
I was thinking Jekyll and Hyde, we could bring that back. Haven't done that in a while. Blood Brothers. But we settled on Mary Poppins. And this is from the film version, which ironically is not English in any way, shape or form. The whole thing was filmed on set in California. The producers, the writers, the composers were all American. But I've really wanted to play this song for a while. It's really rousing and it always makes me want to cry.
Julie Andrews, very British. So I think we
Julie
can,
Andrews
you know.
Doesn't feature in this song. So let's just kill that.
Fine.
Not whatever. Kill Julie Andrews. I feel
oh,
that
good
could
Lord.
Be
Ella, stop talking now, immediately. Let's play the song.
This is for the UK. It's Let's Go Fly a Kite. And on that note, that kind of brings us to the end of tonight's show. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you, Abby, for being here
thank
and keeping
you
me sane.
For allowing me to co-host the first annual Eurovision.
Oh, we're bringing it back next year. This
you
is
better
a tradition
be prepared.
Now.
I've made it one.
Next year, we're going to play tradition from Fiddler on the Roof for Russia's entry. Make a note of that. We have obviously got one more song to play. As a reminder, we've had Kiss Me Kate from Italy, Sound of Music from Austria, Young Frankenstein from Romania, Cabaret from Germany, Once from Ireland, Fiddler on the Roof from Russia, Les Miserables from France, Jesus Christ Superstar from Israel, Mary Poppins from the United Kingdom. And coming up, we will very excitingly be having Mamma Mia representing Greece. Now, I know it's Swedish, but it's representing Greece because it's set in Greece. Now playing us out, as I said, it's an absolute classic, both in musical theatre and in Eurovision itself. This song famously won the competition for ABBA in 1974, and now it's representing Greece in tonight's show. I'm so excited by it. Please all dance along because it's phenomenal. This is Waterloo. Hello, Showtimers. You are back, ready for the results of our Eurovision-themed Showtime episode. We've played all the songs and now it's time to get the points coming in. So I'm just going to explain how we're allocating points. So we've asked people to send in their top five. The fifth place song gets 1 point from each person. Fourth place gets 3 points. Third place gets 5 points. Second place gets 7 points. And of course, if it's your favourite song, it gets 12 points, the proper 12 points. And then we're going to add them all up together, obviously, and the one with the most points wins overall. So I'm going to start by being that Norwegian guy who nobody knows really is, but he sits there looking official and then offers the sort of the jury's marks. So I have in fifth place, 1 point goes to Italy, 3 points to Greece, 5 points to France, 7 points to Germany, and 12 points, my 12 points, goes to Israel. I'm so excited by Alice Cooper. I love it. Let's get some applause there. Right, we are now going to hand over to PR Abbey, representing Leeds, obviously.
Thank you for having me. It's such an honour to be representing the country.
The country of Leeds. So, Abbey, would you like to reveal your points?
Okay, so 1 point goes to Austria. 3 points goes to Russia. 5 points goes to Israel. 7 points goes to Greece. And my 12 points goes to Germany.
Thank you very much. We now hand over to Ibby.
For people who cannot see me at this point, I am channeling Vika Sidushka and have like a massive, gigantic star headpiece in spirit on my head.
I was going to say, you have it real.
In spirit.
You actually have it. It was a nightmare putting his headphones on. But we got there. So, Ibby.
Here are my points. 1 point goes to France. My 3 points and congratulations go to the UK.
I feel like this is the bit where Graham Norton goes, oh, yay, we got something.
Exactly. 5 points go to Ireland. 7 points go to Greece. And finally, the 12 points, 12 points, goes to Germany.
That's real drama created there.
I was going to be like, we need like dramatic music now. Lights go down.
Right, so that's the three of us here in the studio. We're now going to go live. Well, not live because this is pre-recorded, but the thanks for coughing over my comment. Yeah, so we're now going to go, not live, but as live can be in a pre-recording situation, to the phone votes.
Good evening, Nottingham.
Good evening, Reefham.
Hello.
Hello.
Bienvenue.
Welcome.
Hiya. I have the Howdy. Results of the Reefham jury. Don't interrupt me, please. 1 point to France. 3 points to Germany. 5 points to Israel. 7 points to Greece. And the Reefham 12 points goes to Walk This Way, Romania.
Thank you ever so much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Night. Good luck.
Ah, bonjour. Dzień dobry. Guten Tag. Ciao. Firstly, can I say what a great show and fantastic host.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I wish I could have been there with you live at URN Vision. What a fantastic title.
Thank you.
Here are the votes from the Mum at Home jury. 1 point, Germany. 3 points, Romania. 5 points, UK. 7 points, Greece. And our 12th votes from the Mum at Home jury go to Israel.
Whee! Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, and you won't open whenever you're ready.
Okay,
all this has been recorded.
Okay, I see. I was waiting for you to, like, hear a beep or something, like when you do a voicemail.
Okay, give me a second. Beep.
Thank you, Ella.
You're welcome.
Right, okay. It was a very good show. It was thoroughly enjoyable. Love it. Okay, right. I'm going to do this now. So, with 1 point is Russia, 3 points is the UK, 5 points is Germany, 7 points is France, and 12 points to Greece.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've done some very frantic scribbling on a bit of paper, but I've collected all of the results together, all the people we phoned, all the people who sent their scores in, and I have worked out all of the results. I can't say they've been independently verified. I did it, and then I announced the results to Ibby, who was sat next to me. But if that counts as being independently verified, then we are good to go. So in 10th place, we have Italy with 1 point. In 9th place, we have Austria with 4. 8th place goes to Ireland with 5. In 7th place, we have Russia with 9 points. 6th place, we have the UK with 11. We don't usually win. We haven't won here either. Sorry, guys. In 5th place, it's Romania with 15. In 4th place, we have France with 26. 3rd place, Israel, 34. Sorry, Alice Cooper. I'm devastated on your behalf. So we've got Greece and Germany left. Who's going to have taken the top spot? In 2nd place, with 41, we have Germany. So that means our winner of Showtime's special Eurovision episode is Greece with 45 points. Next week's show will be opening with Waterloo. Thank you ever so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. See you next week at 6.
This is URN. Showtime Breakdown.